News Talk 580 WTCM, 1133 on a Friday, December 13th. And before we get into our bonus Bonnie days here with the Travel Authority, it's time to hear all about what you can do to make someone's holiday extra special.
Oh, this is not the one I was ready for here. I thought I had something different. Let me see what can
we're
going
to talk.
I know what it is. It's called the Precision Makeover from Precision Plumbing and Heating. And here's how it goes. You can be responsible for someone getting an entire train comfort system installed in their house, this top-of-the-line, high-end heating system. So what you need to do is tell the story of the people who need this, and a compelling story might get you the prize. So you give the details of the people, like how many people are in the family, and more or less what their living situation is like, what sort of a house they're in, what sort of heating system that they currently have right now. And then tell a little bit of a backstory on why you think they would deserve a new furnace system from Trane and Precision. And then they will draw the winner out of the stories. I mean, it's not just random. They're going to read the stories and decide who has the most compelling story. And then they will award them that at no cost whatsoever. So sometimes people who are in need don't step out and speak up for themselves. And you can do this. You can be like what do they call that guy, that Christmas guy who sees everything, not Santa Claus, but, you know, that the elfin guy that that grants wishes. And, I mean, you can be that. Imagine being responsible for somebody winning that. Go to precisiontc.com, and there's a little email form that you can click on and tell your story. And then next thing you know, someone might be heating their home with a brand new free train comfort system from Precision Plumbing and Heating.
Beautiful.
I see trees.
There it is. Bonnie Pintozzi's theme music, Travel Authority, Travel Talk time here on a Friday because, you know, when it comes to this time of year, people are extra excited about making their travel plans. And Bonnie, you have a great guest for us today.
Oh, I do. And we've had our guest on numerous times to talk about the product that they have is extra extraordinary, okay? And for a lot of reasons. So I'm going to bring on right now Tina White. Tina White is the fun person that does everything at Oceana Cruises, but she's director of strategic accounts and has to put up with us.
I
don't know what to tell you.
Hi,
I like
Bonnie.
It. Tina, I like it because the fun person that gets to do lots of cool things. That's a great title.
It's a great title because it's so simple when you're with that you work with Oceana.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh. Tina, there's something I have to tell you ahead of time because I know we're going to cover this and Crystal always loves this topic. Finest cuisine at sea is Oceana, and we always talk about food on our show.
It
so
always
this
goes
is
there.
Perfect.
I
it
love
always
it.
Go there.
Well, then we're a perfect guest for you because
you
we truly do have the finest cuisine at sea, and that's our hallmark. It's really how we started our company, and it was the goal our founders set out to do, and 16 years later, I think we sort of own that space in the cruise world.
You do. I see those awards constantly every year. So what sets it apart? What did you do when you designed that?
Well, you know, it's rather interesting. I think you can break it down into three different areas. You know, we partnered from day one with Master Chef Jacques Pepin. Many of your listeners will know his name. He's very well regarded as, you know, one of the best chefs in the world. And he's been in step with us every single decision that we make. So we spend more money on the raw food ingredients than anybody else in the cruise industry. So that has a lot to do with it. The second factor is that we hire the best talent. And so, you know, Jacques has helped us procure our chefs from, you know, some of the top restaurants and hotels around the world. And then number three, it doesn't sound really romantic, and your clients won't think about it, our guests, when they're dining with us, but we invest in the best quality equipment in our galleys, Michelin star ovens and equipment, and you ask the chef, and that makes a world of difference. So all three of those have to, you know, come together. You know, can I share an interesting statistic with your listeners?
Of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so take Marina Riviera, and we have about 1,250 guests on board, and we have 800 staff, which is a great guest-to-staff ratio. But then half of those, 400 of those team members are dedicated to our guest culinary experience.
Wow.
It's kind of a fun fact, isn't it?
That is interesting, definitely an interesting fact, because the focus is certainly there. But again, the focus on so many more things with Oceana, which set you apart too. But having had so many satisfied of our clients come back and talk about all the experiences, there is no doubt about it. But you do so many other things. I mean, your company core values are really, you call it RITE, R-I-T-E-Y, respect, integrity, trust, and excellence, because that's the foundation of all the actions every day that you do. And it starts with just reservations all the way through. But to have that and the quality, I mean, Oceana is known for that. But look at the size of the ship. Think about the, you know, what's it, 450 destinations that you go worldwide, something like that?
Right. You know, there are many companies out there that are building larger, and there's certainly a market for that. But with Oceana, you know, our guests for 16 years now have wanted that more intimate personal experience. And so our ships are considered mid-size. And when I say that, we're talking about 684 guests on our what we call our R-class ships and 1,250 guests maximum on our O-class ships. So it's still small enough where you get to know everyone, the staff gets to know our guests. But yet we can offer, you know, up to 6 restaurants and hands-on culinary centers and multiple bars and entertainment venues and, you know, amazing spa facilities. And so to us, it's the best of both worlds. And that size ship lets us get in, just like you said, Bonnie, to, you know, 450 ports all over the globe, and a lot of ports you could never consider when you have the mega ships. You know, we can pull in and tender into, you know, the Cinque Terre in Italy, or, you know, spend 3 days in St. Petersburg so you can really immerse in those destinations.
And yeah, sign me up.
Crystal's ready to go, and I can guarantee you Colleen is as well, so not a problem there. Well, when we talk Oceana, we talk about value without compromise. Let's tell our listeners what that means.
Yeah, you know, that's a great phrase, because everyone wants a good value. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'll say it's probably the most important reason they want to call, you know, the Travel Authority travel advisors, because they know the value. And so if a client comes in and they're looking at a Mediterranean cruise and they're looking at 3 or 4 different cruise lines, how do you match that client to the right ship that's going to mm-hmm. fit, you know, their expectations? And how do they, you know, digest all the information that's out there on the internet and in brochures? And with Oceana, we have so much built-in value. So, yes, the price might look more up front, because in the brochure, our price already bundles in airfare, the cruise, and some of the things that people never think about. We include all the waters. We include all the specialty coffees. We include dining in any of the specialty restaurants throughout at no additional cost. You know, transportation in the ports between the ship and city centers, complimentary internet throughout the cruise. And so it's really working through and looking at, okay, what are you paying up front? Mm-hmm. And then what are you going to pay when you come home from that cruise vacation? With Oceana, yes, you pay a little more up front. You pay a lot less once you get home. And it's that feeling of never being nickeled and dimed once you're on board the ship. So it's a tremendous value. And then additionally, we have a program called O Life Choice that rather than being everything, 100% of everything is included, we give clients choices. And so they can choose from complimentary shore excursions or beverage packages, like alcoholic beverage packages or shipboard credits. And, you know, people really like that flexibility.
Yeah. I mean, when you travel, you want to travel the way you like to do it all the time. I mean, that's more and more and more. And what you're finding too, Tina, I know you are, is how immersive you're making things for that traveler. I mean, there's more of night stays. There's all the things that are going on now.
That's what people want. You know, everyone I talk to, it's not about collecting material things or saying I saw this site necessarily. it's about the memories and the experiences. That's what people are, you know, hungry for today. And so we've really adapted our everything on board and ashore to, you know, meet the demands of today's traveler and what they're seeking, what's important to them.
Well, and you have a great wellness programs. You have the, you know, the new spa and, you know, all the things that are going on to meet the demands of what we all do every day. Now, I don't necessarily do that every day, but at the same time, people want that opportunity to really take care of themselves. Yeah. You know, they don't want to change their habits of life just because they're going away for 7 to 10 or what, how many days.
Or 180 days with a world cruise.
I knew you were looking at that.
I was just thinking that before you even said it. I thought, how about 180 days around the world?
Wasn't that perfect for Crystal?
That'd be a very nice Christmas gift.
We can put that in someone's ear. We'll let Santa know that one for sure. So, but 180 days, when you spend that on Oceania, wow. I mean, think about when you come home. That's a rude awakening. You know?
Right? Actually, we've had people sign up again and just stay on board.
Oh, Tina, it makes so much sense.
They become family, right? The staff gets to know everybody, and it becomes like a family out there.
Definitely. What are you seeing trending as we look forward to 20 and 21? Because I know we can make reservations now, correct?
Oh, yes. We're published all the way through November of 2021. Mm-hmm. And there are, you know, business is pretty good. People are planning ahead. I have very popular itineraries. Like right now, Japan seems to be one of the hot items. And we have 2021 departures that are nearly full, and these are itineraries that are focused just on Japan. Of course, we do many other itineraries in Asia that, you know, take in multiple countries. So you might do, you know, Japan, Korea, China, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, all in one longer itinerary. You know, the exotic itineraries. We've got a great itinerary that goes from Alaska over to Russia, like through the Kamchatka Peninsula, really unique and different. We've got another one when we go to Europe, heading from New England over through Greenland and Iceland and the Scandinavian countries. You know, those are, I'm always looking for something that's really different and unique. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what else. You know, Turkey's back. We're really thrilled to be going back to Turkey, and we're not just going to Istanbul and going to Kushadasi to see the ruins of Ephesus, but we're venturing further to places like Budrum and Marmaris and Alanya, and these are beautiful ports, you know, along the Mediterranean that Oceania hasn't been to for quite some time. So we're really excited about reintroducing those to our guests.
When we talk about the size of each one of the ships, are you positioning maybe the smaller ships in different areas versus a little bit of the larger, with the 1,250 passenger ships?
Well, a little bit. I mean, our Insignia is our ship that does around the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though we sell it in 180 days, we also break that up in smaller segments. And a smaller segment could be anything from 14 days to 50 days. And so we get a lot of our adventuresome clients that can get away for longer that will take those unusual segments. And there are some really great itineraries there. So we do move the ships. I will say, like, the Riviera is mm-hmm. one of our 1,250 passenger, our newest vessel in the fleet. And she's based in the winter out of Miami doing the Caribbean. And it's a beautiful upscale ship when you think about it in the Caribbean. And we're not going to St. Thomas or, you know, we're doing some beautiful ports of call. That's a great value. And Caribbean does book a little closer than some of these exotic destinations mm-hmm. we're talking about. So,
yes.
You know, particularly if your listeners are in cold weather destinations, you know, now's the time to start planning. We still have space this January, February, March in the Caribbean. And there's some just tremendous values right now in that market.
And this is the value time. This is really the time to make sure you are getting your reservations in for not only the rest, you know, you might be able to look at, you know, something early on, and, you know, in January, February, March. We all want to get away. We're wearing coats and snow's on the ground and it's icy. And it's dreary.
And it's gray.
And yeah, it really is. And, and you know, that sunshine of the Caribbean on Oceania sounds really inviting
yes,
right now.
To me, too. I'm looking out at gray clouds. I'm ready for some sunshine and some white sand beaches. And, yeah, we've got some really nice itineraries. I'm looking at one right now on the Riviera in March 11th. Mm-hmm. It goes 10 days round trip Miami, and it goes to Great Stirrup Cay in the Bahamas and St. Lucia and kind of the deep southern Caribbean. So it's a beautiful itinerary. And like you said, a quick getaway, right, to get down to Miami and jump mm-hmm. on a ship for a cruise.
Most definitely. And now's the time, because all of us know that as we travel in the wintertime, flights book up earlier, especially yeah. March, as we're looking at it, because that's our spring break time towards the end. And you just need to get away, because that is the funniest thing to watch when someone comes in and it's like, you know, March
right.
20th, and it's like, get me out of here. I have, you know, we love where we live. Trust me. And it's a beautiful place in the winter, right, Crystal? I mean,
absolutely.
There's so many activities,
it's
all
great.
That. But there's a certain time your body needs some sort of warmth sometime.
Yes, it craves it.
And we do that. Tina, when we look at the future and everything like that, where do you see Oceana? Where do you see Oceana in a few years down the line? I know it's a hard question yeah. sometimes, but...
No, you know, because we're a company that's always thinking ahead. It's sort of mm-hmm. ingrained in our DNA. It's called Kaizen, which is this gradual and constant improvement. It's really a philosophy we live by. And so we're always looking at what can we do next. And I'll say some of the things that we're doing is we announced recently the Allura-class ships. And so late 2022 and 2025, we'll be launching brand new vessels for Oceana, right in that mid-size category. Don't have a lot more to tell listeners, but we'll definitely, you know, come back in the future and share all the exciting news about Allura class. We're also very involved in a program called Sail and Sustain across all of the brands of Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings and Oceana. And so we've eliminated plastic bottles on our ships, which we're really proud. And we're going to save mm-hmm. millions of plastic bottles from hitting the environment. We've eliminated plastic straws. And so we're looking to be really good stewards of the environment. That's very important to us. And I think that's a trend you're going to continue to see in the mm-hmm. industry. And we're just thrilled to, you know, be in the front of the pack and leading the cruise industry that way.
And Tina, you always do, and it's always fun to sit down and talk to you about the future and everything that's going on with Oceana. And you did mention Norwegian Holdings, and somebody might be saying, what? Who's that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But that is kind of really great, because you have the opportunity to have your style, you know, more of that luxury style, and
right.
plus other types of vessels that are going out within the whole company, correct?
Yeah, so Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings is our parent company, mm-hmm. and so that is headed up by Frank Del Rio, our chairman, and he oversees three different cruise brands, being Norwegian Cruise Line in the contemporary market, Oceana Cruises, and we're considered upper premium, you know, very upscale, and then our sister company, Regent, Seven Seas Cruises,
yes.
in the all-inclusive luxury sector. So, yeah, we are all three brands, and... all very involved in this Sail and Sustain initiative.
Most definitely. And Frank Del Rio has always been an innovator and an amazing man in the travel industry, that's for sure.
Without a doubt.
Well, Tina, we're going to let you go, because you need to go find some sunshine out there. I know it's great.
I do.
You.
I need to head to Miami and get on a cruise.
Oh, I'm with you on that one. And anyone else that are listening, believe me, at Altour and the Travel Authority, we have some special value things with
yes.
Oceana. We all know this product inside and out because of our training and everything that goes on from Oceana to us, but because we're so happy that we have so many happy clients that come back from this.
Absolutely.
So, Tina White, thank you for joining us today, and you'll be back because we're coming into a new year, right?
I would love to come back, and I just want to wish all of your listeners and you a very happy holiday season.
Thanks, Tina. Thank you so much,
Tina.
Take care.
So much.
Get
me a world cruise for Christmas, okay?
Yeah, 180 days for Crystal. Let's get her out.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love it. Thank you so much, Tina.
Bye.
Oh, Bonnie, it's always great to talk about the places we can go with the Travel Authority.
Oh, yes. And I have to say one thing before we go. I had the opportunity to talk to a gentleman he's the spokesperson for this region for TSA.
Yeah.
And that yesterday, and it'll be on a podcast that, you know, on iTunes shortly. There are so many things that go on that I didn't even know, and the things that we need. So, you know, there's places on the TSA website and in our office we can talk about it. But get prepared for travel. They can make it easy with us, you know, as travelers. They're an amazing group what they do.
Yes, indeed. Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for what you do, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday for another edition of the Travel Talk with the Travel Authority.
Thanks. The colors of the